Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day as the campaign moves on. The front now is not Iowa, it's New Hampshire. But people are still arguing about what Iowa really means. Was it a single-minded and very determined triumph for Donald J. Trump, a landslide victory as he prepares for his coronation? Karen Tumulty, who is no fan of Trump, she's a columnist and an editor for the Washington Post, she'll be joining us a little bit later. She believes this is part of the Trump coronation and that there is no meaningful chance for anybody else to win anything in this primary struggle. Meanwhile, there are others with very different points of view who point out some of the weaknesses, if you actually look at the numbers, that Donald Trump received. The point being, he got 51% of the vote. That means that half of the Republicans who came out on a very, very cold and forbidding and scary night in terms of inclement weather, that half of the Republicans who came out wanted someone other than Trump. Speaking of someone other than Trump, Nikki Haley is attacked on a brand new basis by President Trump directly. He is echoing a previous attack on this same basis by Vivek Ramaswamy. The basis for the attack? Nikki Haley's name. What does President Trump have to say? We will get to that. We will also be talking about the ongoing crisis in the world at large, a crisis about an expanded war in the Middle East, the possibility of a much more serious and bigger war between Israel and Hezbollah. Hezbollah, more power and certainly more weapons, more rockets at Israel's northern border. Hezbollah is located in the nation of Lebanon. And what this means, of course, is that when Israel strikes back at Hezbollah after they launch rockets at Israelis and empty out entire communities which have had to evacuate because of the Hezbollah attacks, then the only way Israel can hit back is by hitting Lebanese territory. Lebanon is a different country in which Hezbollah, the Shiite militia funded by Iran, plays a very prominent role. How do you make sense of all this? How do you avoid a devastating new war? We'll be speaking about that with Ilan Berman, who has been to that area recently and is an expert on the threat, particularly from Iran. We will also be talking about the threat to marriages, the threat that is encapsulated in the current bitter, bitter political climate in the United States. Lots of people have talked about whether it is possible to sustain a relationship if, say, you have one partner in a couple who is a very big enthusiast of a return for Donald Trump to the White House, and then the other partner in a relationship believes that Joe Biden is just the ticket, that he should stay right where he is. Can this marriage be saved? That used to be a feature in the Ladies' Home Journal, and that's a question that is on the table now. And then there is praise for President Trump from a very unexpected source. J.P. Morgan CEO, Jamie Dimon. It's pretty remarkable. We will get to that as well on a very busy day on the Michael Medved Show. First up, news from the Middle East. There was a terrible incident that just occurred involving a woman who was killed and 17 seriously hurt in a Palestinian car ramming attack. A 70-year-old woman, this is from the BBC, a 70-year-old woman has been killed and 17 other people injured in what police say was a terrorist attack in Israel. Two Palestinians from the occupied West Bank have been arrested over the incident in Ra'anana, which is about 12 miles north of Tel Aviv, which, of course, is the biggest city in terms of population in Israel. It is emphatically not the capital, but it is the capital of finance and the largest city in the country. The suspects allegedly switched between three stolen vehicles and stabbed pedestrians that they found and then ran over different pedestrians in different places. Again, 17 people seriously injured. The Israeli media report that the woman who died was stabbed by one of the suspects before he and an accomplice took her car and used it to ram into people. The attackers lost control of the car, then stole a second car and continued driving into people with the intent of killing them, according to the stories. The Haaretz newspaper, the leading newspaper in Israel in terms of circulation, quoted an eyewitness as saying they saw someone stab three people near the mall. The attacker stole a car and ran over other people. It is unclear how the attackers were stopped ultimately and arrested. Police say both suspects came from the West Bank city of Hebron and that they had both entered Israel illegally. There have been few reports, says the BBC, of attacks in Israel since the war began on 7th October. And this incident this week will further increase the sense of anxiety among Israelis. Of course, that's the intention. The Hamas praised the operation. They didn't quite take credit for it. They, of course, are not in particular state of power in the city of Hebron. Hamas praised the attack on Ra'anana as, quote, a natural response to the occupation's massacres and its continued aggression against our Palestinian people. There was also another incident, an incident where 22-year-old Mohammed Hassan Abu Saba and Ahmed Mahmoud Mohammed, 23, were shot to death by Israeli forces during what the Palestinian news agency called a confrontation in the town of Dura, south of Hebron. The Israel Defense Forces said its forces had been attacked with Molotov cocktails, petrol bombs, and rocks, and had responded with riot dispersal means and live fire. An assailant who hurled a Molotov cocktail at the forces was killed, and additional hits were identified. The idea of what's going on in Israel, being just constant violence and constant struggle, it certainly is true for the troops who are in Gaza and remain in Gaza, though now there is increasing talk by the Israeli leadership about trying to reorient the goal in Gaza to really concentrate on destroying some of the tunnels that have been bought at the cost of literally hundreds of millions of dollars, which the Hamas gets from its worldwide sources of support. But destroying those tunnels, which have been unbelievably expensive at a time when people have talked about the needs of the people who actually live in Gaza, that is a goal that that again should be attainable, and not far, far, far in the future, but within a matter of months. We will talk about that and talk about what is coming up next in the Middle East with Ilan Berman coming up on the Michael Medved Show. Also, what about the courtroom in Manhattan where the judge threatened to throw Donald Trump out? Why? We will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, MichaelMedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Medhead number one here.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is yet another story beyond the incidents of violent confrontations in Israel. In London, six members of the activist group Palestine Action were arrested for attempting to disrupt the London Stock Exchange. that did not succeed. Of course, this is part of... do you remember the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People? How to Win Friends and Influence People does not try to disrupt the stock exchange. It's not trying to close highways in the Seattle area so that people can't get to work, can't get to hospitals, can't get where they need to be, and traffic is blocked for, again, 6 hours. It's not trying to close the Holland Tunnel or to disrupt traffic at LaGuardia Airport so people can't make their flights. It's not trying to interfere with Christmas tree lightings or Thanksgiving Day parades, but somehow somebody seems to have planted this idea that there is new sympathy for Palestinian activists and for pro-Hamas activists, that you will win additional sympathy by basically going crazy and interfering with people's lives and hurting other people. And it's not a strategy that has ever worked, and certainly is not going to work here. We will get to more on that with Ilan Berman coming up in just a moment. But first, there's another different kind of confrontation in New York City right now. Now, I know it's very confusing, and it's very difficult. Somebody really probably should make the equivalent of baseball cards or boxing cards or something about all of the various legal challenges confronting the Republican front runner and the likely Republican nominee for president, Donald J. Trump. But what's going on today in New York, is not a criminal trial. It is a trial, and the reason it's not a criminal trial is because the charges about it go back to 1996. It's beyond the statute of limitations. And a previous jury found that they believed that it was true what E. Jean Carroll had said, that President Trump had come after her all those years ago in a dressing room at Bergdorf Goodman, a department store, and had raped her. They did not say that it was true that he had raped her necessarily, but it was true that he had performed sexual assault, which is also a criminal charge. But again, this is not a criminal trial. It's a trial about the fact that President Trump, as soon as she came out with these accusations, said all kinds of nasty things about her. She was a social climber. She was somebody he had never met, which is clearly not true. There are pictures of the two of them, and because Trump was a friend of her husband. But in any event, the trial today is about how much Trump is going to have to pay her and how much damage she has received because of President Trump's attacks on her and his denials of the sexual assault, which the previous jury found those denials to be unpersuasive. So today, President Trump is listening. He's not formally testifying, but he was listening, and he was instructed that he had a perfectly right, good right to be there and to listen because the trial involves him. And E. Jean Carroll is demanding at least $10 million. It's estimated she'll probably get more than that when the jury decides. But this, again, is the Trump confronting the judge, whose name is Louis A. Kaplan, today, this morning, in a New York courtroom. And the judge told the court, saying, "Mr. Trump has the right to be present here, but that right can be forfeited." And he said, "Mr. Trump, I hope I don't have to consider excluding you from the trial." And the reason he was saying that was because while there was other testimony going on, while E. Jean Carroll was reviewing her story and talking about how she said the attacks by Trump ruined her life and led to death threats and led to people shunning her and led to all kinds of destructive impacts on her life. Trump was snickering. He was making comments that could be heard by the jury. And he was basically not following the instructions he had been given at the beginning, which is he has to sit and participate respectfully and quietly. And when Judge Kaplan said, "Mr. Trump, I hope I don't have to consider excluding you from the trial," Trump shot back, "I would love it." Well, of course he would. This is how he has risen in the polls. The more he gets in trouble with legal authorities who he believes are doing hatchet jobs on behalf of the Democratic Party, he builds up new support. So Trump shot back, "I would love it." And then Judge Kaplan replied to Trump's taunt saying, "I know you would. I know you would. You just can't control yourself in this circumstance, apparently." Trump then raised eyebrows with his decision to attend the trial, the commentary says, where he is not required to appear. Whether this is going to have some kind of impact on his political welfare, it is striking that there was a entrance poll that was done in Iowa. And remember, President Trump won the Iowa caucuses with a commanding lead of 51%. But it does mean that there were still in Iowa, despite the fact that he clearly dominated the state, half of the Republican voters did not vote for Donald Trump. They voted for somebody else. And they voted mostly for Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley. In any event, the idea of what is happening here is that when you look at the entrance polls, one of the questions they asked is, do you believe that President Trump would be fit for the presidency if he is convicted of a crime? And believe it or not, there were 64% of the people saying, "Nah, no problem. We'll have a felon in chief. That'll be fine." However, there were 30% of Republicans, of those who came out to the Iowa caucuses and voted so heavily for Donald Trump, 30% of the people said, yes, that would be a problem. That would be unacceptable for him to be fit for the presidency if he were convicted of a crime. Now, again, he's going to be facing legal proceedings on a lot of different crimes right in the height of the primary season. So what impact is that going to have? And what impact is the spreading war in the Middle East going to have? We'll talk about that with Ilan Berman, Senior Vice President of the American Foreign Policy Council, coming up on the Medved Show.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S. USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Republican presidential candidates are now turning their attention to New Hampshire, as that state's first-in-the-nation primary elections are on the way. Nikki Haley spoke to reporters despite a disappointing finish in the Iowa caucuses. She's surging in the polls ahead of the vote in New Hampshire.
We've been here for 11 months. We've done over 75 town halls. We have been in Red Arrow Diner before, and so we're going to continue to talk to people.
The Granite State's planning to hold two Republican primary debates, but Haley says she does not plan to participate in either of them unless former President Trump does. Trump has not participated in any GOP presidential debates so far. Entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, who ended his campaign this week, is saying Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley should do the same thing. A third-party candidate running for president, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is hoping to secure a spot on ballots all across the country. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
You know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
And on the Michael Medved Show, always a pleasure to welcome back Ilan Berman, who is Senior Vice President of the American Foreign Policy Council in Washington, D.C. He is an expert on regional security in the Middle East, Central Asia, and the Russian Federation, who has consulted for the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency as well as the U.S. Departments of State and Defense. Ilan, it's such a busy time for somebody with your line of work. With all of these potential conflicts in the Middle East, in Eastern Europe, around the world, in Asia, you pointed in one of your most recent pieces to the danger of a brand new war between Israel and not Hamas, but another terrorist group called Hezbollah. Why, other than the fact that the terrorists at Hezbollah have been provided by their Iranian sponsors with an estimated, do they say, 100,000 missiles that Hezbollah has?
120,000 to 150,000.
Okay, so
those are the arsenal. But yes, I mean, that's part of the problem, but it's not the whole problem.
The whole problem is just generally the larger war, because we haven't even talked about the Houthis yet.
Right. Well, so the proper, I think, frame for understanding why, at least in my estimation, a conflict between Israel and Hezbollah is inevitable is because essentially two things have happened. First of all, the Israelis have really upended their strategic concept. The strategic concept by which they had approached terrorist groups like Hamas in previous years essentially relied on a couple of things. The first was that they essentially had escalation dominance, that because of their technological prowess, because of, you know, superior intelligence, because of all these different factors, they really had eyes on the problem set with regard to Hamas and also other terrorist groups. And the second was that, you know, over time, that these rejectionist factions would begin to moderate, right? Essentially that economic prosperity would trickle down and the Palestinians would become gentler. And obviously that sort of that construct has been demolished since October 7th. The problem that you have is that now that the Israelis are thinking about, you know, thinking about this environment anew, figuring out that they need a new security posture, what's happening in the north of the country, it becomes really important, because what has happened since October 7th is you saw this exodus of Israelis out of affected communities in the south of the country, which is very natural. But you've had a parallel exodus from the north, because residents up there are menaced by Hezbollah and those rockets, and they don't want a repeat performance of what they saw happen to their countrymen in the south of the country. And so you've had this emptying out of the northern third of Israel. And the Israeli government is desperate to establish, to sort of reestablish the status quo. But that requires making sure that those citizens are secure. And when you have an adversary that is very well resourced, that's really positioned to put population centers at risk, it's very likely that the Israelis are going to have to go pick a fight.
So, in other words, when you say that they're going to have to go pick a fight, they're going to have to initiate a major war with Hezbollah?
Well, my sense is that I think this is where things are trending. And a lot of it has to do with this erosion of Israel's security posture in recent years. Because back in 2006, the last time Israel tangled with Hezbollah, the way the conflict ended was through a UN Security Council resolution, UNSCR 1701. And that resolution stipulated that there was supposed to be a buffer zone that separated, you know, a buffer zone in southern Lebanon that separated Hezbollah from Israel and essentially provided a degree of protection. But what you've seen over the last several years has been this, you know, creeping advance of Hezbollah further and further south in Lebanon, to the point where they are now right on the border. And they're within shooting distance, not just rockets, but also even rifles, of Israeli, vulnerable Israeli communities. And so the Israelis, in order to get people to come back to those communities, have to push Hezbollah further north again. And that's going to require some pretty substantial shows of force.
Can they push Hezbollah further north with aerial attacks, or is it going to require another simultaneous ground mission to what's going on in Gaza?
Well, I think that's a really good question. I think the Israelis are certainly hoping, and hoping that they can do it with an aerial campaign. And they're also hoping that they can do it with an aerial campaign later. They really, you know, in the best of all possible worlds, most Israelis that I talk to think that a campaign against Hezbollah is inevitable, but they hope that it comes later. They want to wrap up, or at least begin to wind down what they're doing in the Gaza Strip first. But, you know, none of those things are guaranteed. It's not guaranteed that they're going to be able to simply push Hezbollah back through aerial strikes. And it's not guaranteed that they're going to be able to do it later. They might have to, you know, tangle with Hezbollah now.
Well, right now, there apparently are negotiations going on that are fairly well advanced to provide for a ceasefire with some humanitarian aid and medical aid that is meant to benefit not only the Palestinians who are suffering the brunt of the war in Gaza, but also the hostages remaining who need medical supplies. This is being negotiated with France and Qatar and Hamas and Israel. So is that the step one toward a more lasting ceasefire and maybe getting the hostages back?
I mean, possibly. The problem with what's happening now is that, you know, for among other things, right, the Qataris are playing this really insidious dual role here because they're providing political cover and diplomatic cover for Hamas, which still has, you know, its political capos that are, you know, resident in Doha. At the same time, you know, it's essentially playing both the role of arsonist and the role of firefighter simultaneously. So that's one problem. The second problem is that there's a lot of opacity about the status of the hostages. Every day we hear about one or two that have, you know, turned out to have been killed or turned out to have been, you know, sort of disappeared. And as a result, it's not at all clear that Hamas can deliver in, on its side of the story, right? All this whole ceasefire deal is predicated on the idea that the hostages are safe and the hostages can be, you know, treated and can be looked at and can be sort of provided with humanitarian assistance. It's not at all clear that that's the case. And, you know, what we're looking at is an uncertain situation where this whole understanding may break down if Hamas can't provide the body, habeas corpus, as they say.
The other thing that is filling the Western press right now is Israeli revelations about the extent of the tunnel network and how difficult it's going to be to do something about the tunnel network. I mean, isn't it a real possibility that they can blow up these hundreds of miles of tunnels running all underneath Gaza?
No, absolutely. And you know, the Israelis have been carrying out, you know, these systematic attempts to, you know, to purge the tunnels, to flood the tunnels, to essentially render them inoperable. But we're talking about hundreds of kilometers that are sort of, you know, crisscross around major urban centers in the Gaza Strip. This is a very extensive network. And it's a network which, you know, part of the vexing problem here is that if that network isn't fully mapped and fully understood and rendered unusable, Hamas can resupply itself and others can resupply Hamas.
It is not an easy situation, but it is much appreciated to get some more perspective on it from Ilan Berman. His most recent commentaries are posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
Americans are going to hear the truth.
The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II and, yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, You learn a lot.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
On the Michael Medved show, there is a general sense that President Trump's march to what has been called his coronation as the Republican nominee for President of the United States is now unstoppable, because not just because he won in Iowa, everybody expected that he would win, but he won by a much larger margin than many of the polls suggested. He got 51% of the vote. And then a number of people point out that getting 8% of the vote in Iowa was also Vivek Ramaswamy, who is now campaigning for Trump and all along had been the most pro-Trump of the challengers for the nomination, saying again and again that Trump was the greatest president of the century. And as a matter of fact, Vivek just appeared, since he dropped out of the race. He is no longer a candidate for president. He dropped out of the race and formally endorsed Trump. And this is at one of the former president's campaign rallies. And you'll listen to how the crowd reacted to Ramaswamy and then what Trump said. This is clip 14. They're chanting VP.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow, that's, how was that? Pretty good, right? That was pretty good. And he's a fantastic guy. And he's really, he's got something that's very special, because he started off with a Zippo and he ended up very strong. He did a great job. I was actually surprised when he called, because he was doing well. And it's an honor to have his endorsement. He's going to be working with us, and he'll be working with us for a long time.
That isn't exactly saying that he is the chosen one, that Trump apparently has chosen to be VP, 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 Vice President. It seems to me highly unlikely that he would choose Ramaswamy unless he wanted to choose somebody with incredibly high negatives. And yes, there are people who love Ramaswamy and think he's terrific and a breath of fresh air, and you hear that, but he's also somebody who I mean, again, I don't know that they've ever done a poll like this, but for people who watched all of the GOP debates, the new debate that they were supposed to be having tomorrow is canceled. Canceled because both Donald Trump and Nikki Haley said, no, we're not going to go to that. And they didn't want to just have, as he had suggested at one point, DeSantis had suggested that they should just have him come and debate two empty chairs, which I'm sure would have been hugely entertaining. Maybe you could have done little imitations of Trump and Haley there to sort of populate that debate, but that's not going to happen as entertaining as it might have been. One of the things that I think is fascinating is that President Trump is taking Nikki Haley much more seriously now, and that partially because of a new poll that came out yesterday, an American General poll, which is considered to be an authoritative, reliable poll, which shows a different result in New Hampshire than any previous polling. The previous polling has showed a tightening race. The American General poll shows a tie between Nikki Haley and President Trump. So President Trump has decided that all of a sudden, with a rival tying him in the next primary, when he makes time for that, that you have to uncork your most formidable attack, which is an attack on Nikki's name. CNN is reporting former President Donald Trump on a Tuesday, that would be yesterday, went after Nikki Haley while referring to her by her first name, Nimarata, in the latest example of Trump using racist dog whistles to attack his GOP presidential rival. Now, you may remember that President Trump often referred to his predecessor as president as Barack Hussein Obama, and with the emphasis on the Hussein. And Nikki Haley, by the way, her birth name is Nikki. It's Nimarata Nikki. And then her parents' name, Randhawa. And the idea that she is the child of immigrants, it's not something she's embarrassed about. I don't think it's something that people don't know. And by the way, if there's anybody out there, when you hear that her actual name at birth, on her birth certificate, she was born in Bamberg, South Carolina, and this goes along with President Trump circulating on his social media the completely fallacious idea that she's not eligible to be president because both of her parents were immigrants from the Punjab, and they came to the United States. She was born, and then some 7 years after she was born, when she was 7 years old, her father became a naturalized citizen, and her mother became a naturalized citizen sometime after that. But we do have, despite the fact that it is controversial today, in the Constitution, in the 14th Amendment, yep, that same pesky 14th Amendment, the statement that anyone who is born in this country is considered to be a citizen. And as a matter of fact, I have the Constitution right here by my desk. I was just reaching for it. When you look at the very opening of the 14th Amendment, Section 1, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. And yes, she was born in the United States. Yes, she and her parents were here legally. And yes, they were subject to the jurisdiction of the United States. The stupidity of attacking Nikki Haley based upon her name, Nikki Haley basically just shrugged in response to this. There's a piece that was written by another Indian immigrant to the United States, somebody of Indian named Bobby Ghosh. And he writes about the snide attack on fellow aspirant Nikki Haley over her name represents a failure to read two cultural constituencies. What he's talking about is the fact that Vivek Ramaswamy previously attacked Nikki Haley for taking the name Nikki, not acknowledging that Nikki is actually an Indian name, which is the point that this Bobby Ghosh makes in a piece in the Washington Post. He says that the snide attack on fellow aspirant Nikki Haley over her name represents a failure to read two cultural constituencies, the American whole as well as the Indian American subset to which both of them, Vivek and Nikki, and I belong. Now, I, not me, I, Bobby Ghosh, the author of this piece. On his campaign website, Ramaswamy pointedly referred to the former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations as Namrata Randhawa, misspelling her first name, by the way, same misspelling that Trump used, and using her maiden surname. She was named Nimarata Nikki Randhawa at birth, is commonly known by her middle name, and has used the surname Haley ever since her 1996 marriage to Michael Haley, and who is currently serving our country. He's been called up in the National Guard, in which he is a member. Nikki's response to the jibe was appropriately dismissive. I'm not going to get into the childish name-calling or whatever, making fun of my name that he's doing, she told Fox News. I mean, he of all people, she means Vivek Ramaswamy, should know better than that. By the way, is there anyone out there who, when you hear that Nikki was her middle name, not her first name originally, does that make you less likely to vote for her? But then again, we've had previous presidents. Thomas Woodrow Wilson. Yes, Woodrow was his middle name. Stephen Grover Cleveland. Yes, the Grover was his middle name. So the crime of using the name Nikki, there has to be better ammunition against her in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.